yesterday we got some reaffirmation that Timmins Porcupine Health Unit isn't immediately going to be going into stage one. Now, we knew this for a while. We're still under that state of emergency, but it's been pushed back quite a bit. A lot of the concern has recently been because the Porcupine Health Unit is the only unit that's not going into stage one, that people are going to start going to Sudbury, North Bay, these areas around that are open, and shopping there.
Well, undoubtedly. I mean, if you take a look at what's happened in southern Ontario, that what's happened. This is a situation where, you know, of course, you're locked down, but you're not locked down. I mean, there's nobody forcing you. It's a request. And that's what we saw in southern Ontario, so I expect that's what you'll see here. I expect that everybody in Timmins will be flocking to Costco. That's the draw with Sudbury, that's for sure. And I think it's only, well, I think it'll be relatively soon that we're open. Again, that's my wish or my thinking. The resolved cases are higher than the new cases. The response from the province has been fantastic. You've seen that, of course, anybody older than 16 is now eligible for the second dose. We've got the pop-up clinics that are happening. I was scheduled for August the 3rd. Now I'll be getting my second dose Saturday morning at 11:20 at Mountjoy. So I think hopefully everybody does this. Everybody gets their vaccines. And soon, 12 days after that, we'll be okay. But I understand the frustrations that everybody is, the frustrations of everybody. But essentially, with these infection rates right now, and especially the Delta variant, if you got one dose, it's only effective to, and you get the Delta variant, it's only 32% effective. So you got 68% of the people that are walking around without any protection. That's right. Why we have to get that second dose.
So, of course, you wouldn't be encouraging people to be traveling around. You just want people to hang in there to wait to go shopping.
Well, I'm not only me, but I'd expect every other community that hasn't had this push on the second dose campaign that we have, because we're under this order or this state of emergency. I would expect that they would wish they would stay at home as well. And you saw that pushback when we were free and clear in Timmins, and we were objecting about people coming in from Timmins. I just had a complaint just last week. They saw Alberta license plates. So I expect it's going to be the same thing in those areas as well. I know this is not good news for anybody, but it's what we must do. And I think we'll be out of this sooner than later, again, because of this rollout of vaccines. So I'm happy to see those vaccines being put in people's arms.
To move on to some better news, we actually just heard some really good things from two local mining sectors, and that's the Kidd Mine as well as Canada Nickel. Can you talk a little bit about that? You already released a statement, but it's good news with it.
Everybody knows the last number of months, of course, we've been focusing on things like COVID-19, and in the middle of that, we've got a great story within the city of Timmins, and on a number of factors. But I talk specifically in relation to great the early days, but there are fantastic numbers with the PEA with Canada Nickel, and we're extremely excited about that project. It's big. It's got nickel. It's got chrome, and it's got copper as well. And of course, it's hosted in a rock called serpentine. Now, serpentine is a rock that will absorb CO2. So that effectively makes the production of nickel carbon neutral, which is huge. And it's been the one thing that Elon Musk has been talking about, which is how do you make a green battery, which of course is what we're doing. And the biggest part that the biggest challenge you have there is the production of nickel. So if you've got a mine like we have up here, or theoretically have, that can produce nickel with a carbon neutral footprint, it's huge. It's just huge news. And the initial numbers of the PEA are very good, and they've been rapidly advancing that project over the last couple of years. And Mark has been doing and his team have been doing a great job with it. The other thing I'm talking about was, it would actually be 2 weeks ago today, in conversations with Mark Verlot, we were talking about the how things are going with the WizKid, which we often do, and he wanted to tell me that, and this is very significant news. Glencore has announced that they're supporting the fast tracking of both the pre-feas and feasibility study, so that they'll be completed in the fourth quarter of 2022. Now understand that these are very they piggyback from one study to another. The fact that they're fast tracking both is just a very positive sign that they believe in the ore body and they believe in the people of Timmins. The fact that they're committing $50 to $60 million dollars to do this by the end of the fourth quarter of 2022 is again very, very positive news, and quite frankly, great news for the city of Timmins.
Yeah, it really is. Thank you so much, Mayor Peary, for joining us this morning.
Okay, great. Bye now.